What it was we inherited from Amal Yitzhak Yaakov, ultimately to understand the Yesod of Yesurim, to ultimately understand, the original question is how you makabel Yesurim ba'ava. It's really where we want to get to. There's a bris, Hashem entered into a covenant. The Gemara in Brachos says that Hashem entered into a bris melech and a bris Yesurim. That the Yisurim is Mamarkines Avoinos. This is the Yisurim Wapsad Avairus. Okay. Avram. Avram Haloch and Yitzhak Avinu Levodu. So we mentioned yesterday that Avram Avinu originally, according to the Mahalach of the Chasam Sofer by the Akedah, Yom HaShlishi is the third Beis HaMikdash. Originally Avram Avinu took with Yishmael and Eliezer because he wanted to mitstarif them into the Geula now. When they couldn't see, that means they weren't prepared to go through the Choshech Onon Varofel. They couldn't see the cloud. It means they didn't want to have a part of the cloud. They didn't want to go through the Yisurim. Aram said, you stay here. I'll go with Yitzhak alone. We'll go through the Golos. We'll go through the Mesiris Nefesh. And we'll come back. And we'll Mishtachaveh. We'll Mavatil ourselves completely to Hashem. Then we'll come back and we'll pick you guys up. When the final Gula happens. So, Abram Holoch and Yitzhak Avinu Levodev Halo Seloilo. So Abram went on alone with Yitzhak and he brought him up as an oila. Maisazesh and Akeda Nitak is Abram the Yitzhak Benituk Buchlat Minochbe. What the Maisa Akeda did was it detached Abram and Yitzhak completely from Chaimios. Hayakan Bittel Muchlat Shel Kola Ritzoinus Aishim. All their personal Ritzoinus were completely nullified. Abram Avinu Yerdiakiri Yitzhak Yikore Lozera. Avram Avinu knows that Yitzhak is the future of Klal Yisrael. Kol Toldos HaMayudi Tikkun HaBriyah Shehu Kol Shoyf L'Taken. The whole rectification of Adam HaRishon's Chet, the rejected of the Briyah. HaKol Tolu B'Bonav Yechido Asher Chonanu Hashem B'Yosef B'Gil Me'er Shana. This is all Tolu on Yitzhak, this son that he got when he was 100. Shechitosu Shel Yitzhak Avinu Arehu Kebitl Kol HaMayudi. And Avram Avinu is being asked to shech the thing that he knows the whole future of the world depends on. Ubitel kol tafkidov hayuadim. All the goals, everywhere we need to get to is being mevatled on the Akedah. Zeu nisiyon neira sheyochlanu kol rayon. We have no way of understanding this. We mentioned yesterday he was being asked to do the Ratzon Hashem, knowing it wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. We don't even understand the words. Let alone what the Nisoyin was. Hashem came to you. Not the one I gave you the other day, we asked you to go into Masada. Hashem calls you in and he says, I've got a job for you. I need you to be Hitler, Yamach Shmoy. Hashem wants you to be Hitler. You go and you torture and kill and wipe out the whole Jewish people. And it's, you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, so you have to do it b'simcha as well. You could do that. That's what Avraham Avinu's nisoyin. Tafkida klal bitl shel kol hadayas vashkofer is bitl aimuna shehichdi ad kol b'kol ha'olam. He has to take all his hashkof, all his dayas, all the imuna that he's, not himself, but that he's taught the whole world. And he has to listen to Hashem, who's Avinu Ava Rachamim, Rachum Vachanu. Reitze betoivis nivroiz vechovetz betzdoko. Vinehu mekabel tzivay noyerish hoifechas kol hakara apia. You're turning the whole plate upside down. Everything you've done, nothing makes sense. You want me to be Hitler? You Avinu Avraham, how are you going to do it? How are you going to do this, Hashem? Destroy Klal Yisrael? Avram knew that the Ratzon of Hashem was, and he was right, by the way. Avram was right that the Ratzon of Hashem was that Yitzhak was going to be the future of Klal Yisrael and that he shouldn't get shechted. And Hashem says, I don't know, but do it anyway. Okay. Ulam Avram knew an initial shalot. Ain't a fakbe. That he started asking these questions, we don't know what it would have been. He didn't ask any questions. Who mizdarzes lasses his rotzen koinev a chofet soyre le besimcha v'tuv leivov. He went and did the rotzen Hashem, v'tuv leivov, יש כאן ביטל מוחלט של כל הישות העצמאות. Total nullification of your independent existence. Which is exactly what Adam Arishon had messed up. Adam Arishon felt an independent existence from Hashem. That's how he's able to do the chet. Avraham Avinu at the Akedah didn't have a separate existence. Kamoyu noy gam Yitzhak Avinu, gam hu yodei shebo tolu kol osid abriya, kaima kol ama yudhi ha'imed letzet mimenu. You also knew that all of the Jewish people are going to come from me and you're about to shecht me. חשוב להדגיש שבשעס הניסיון מובא בספרים הקדושים אינה מתנשא יודע כי זהו ניסיון. When you're giving Avraham Avinu the ניסיוניה, when you're giving Yitzhak Avinu the ניסיוניה, they don't know it's a ניסיון. They think this is real. Avraham Yitzhak לא רואה ברוך הקודש כי רק ניסיון הזה. It's just a test. Do you want to see if you're going to pass? You pass, good, it's a test. They didn't know it was a test. They went up there, they didn't know what we knew. They didn't know what we know now after the fact. They went up there knowing Zeu, Nigma Hasipu. There's nothing after this. Yitzhak Nishchat, the Kolavoides Chayeim Istayemis Lechalutim. Yitzhak gets killed, and all Avraham Avinu's avoida and everything he's put in and everything he's been through for 100 years, net nothing left. No more teaching imun in the world. Your entire life's work stands on the edge. It's got nothing left. It's a kola kola in bitlu toich kadei bitl gomel rotsan Hashem. That's the rotsan Hashem, off I go. Wasn't well, get settled down, we'll go back and carry on doing what we were doing, we'll carry on running the business. Shut regal kipshutoi, bankrupt. V'rega zeh yis'al u'shnei me'al ma'rechas ha'teva v'chomer. To do this, you have to be totally disconnected from any physical connection you have to anything. Hem egiyo letachlis nekudas habechira. They got to the etzem nekudah of what bechira is. V'hof chuliyayz bnei olam haba, ki'ilu einem shaykhim kval lo olam hazeh. No shaykhis to olam hazeh anymore. Yitzhak avinu lachas shebizman ha'keid ha'pochish nismas ha'imed v'birach mechaya ha'meisim. אומרים חזל כל ימי חי בתקופה שלך הקדה היו מציע של האח את תחייס המסים. His whole life after תחייס המסים was after the הקדה was a ghetto of תחייס המסים. Yitzhak's name says that, you know that. Yitzhak is קיץ חי, he lives in death. Means he went on to the Mizbayach, Paul Shani Shmosa, he died on the Mizbayach and he got up and walked away. And a new Yitzhak starts living. Yitzchak off the Tchias HaMaisim. He doesn't belong in this world. He's living in this world, walking around, yeah, but he has no shaykhus to this world whatsoever. וכן מיד אחר המעיסה הקדה הבטיח הקודש ברוך הוא לאברהם אבינו כי יען אשר עשית את הדבר הזה ולא חסכת הזמין לך את שטחיתך כי ברך אברך הבא בזרח הקודש ונברא לשון ונעשייה ויהיה לו זרח ישר ריבות. By the way, when did this ברוך come? The Benedict is up, eh? When did this ברוך come? In the events of the Akedah, when did Avraham really get this bracha? After what? There were two things happened at the Akedah. When did he get this bracha? After Yitzhak or after the Isle? This is after the Isle. Well, Shechting Yitzhak, Ganesh Shecht Yitzhak wasn't enough. The Isle was a Zaytik Azach. off to the aisle, off to Yitzhak. Hashem says, stop, tak, tak. Now I know you fear Hashem. Then Avram looks around, he finds the aisle, he takes the aisle, he shechts it, and then Hashem says, wow, now I know. And it's in the words. The Meshet Chochma points out, Kiyana Sheasi says a dova ze, velo chasachta is bincho. He says it's two things. What's the dova ze? Velo chasachta is bincho. That's a dova ze. No. A dova ze was the Shechitas aisle. Shechitas aisle. What's the big deal there? So it says, he shechted the aisle tachas benoi. What's tachas benoi? He didn't shecht the aisle tachas benoi. He didn't shecht it, so can he shecht the aisle? Mazeh shechted the aisle tachas benoi. So the Sforno points out that he took all the love and all the ava and all the machshavas and kavanas that he was going to do, and he shechted Yitzchak, and he put that into the aisle. So maybe we can understand there what's going on here. Why was it Dafka the Maisa, the Shechitas Isle, that made the big story here? Yeah? So I'm sure there's big Kabbalistic things going on here. The Isle was created before Maisa Gracious, whatever. This wasn't just some ram that managed to sort of like, you know, got lost and was happening to be caught in the... I mean, this is obviously more going on here, but well, I even think about it this. Imagine if you were Avram, right? And you got to the point where you know you're giving up everything. You completely nullified yourself. You're on a level you can't imagine. And just at the moment of Shechit, Hashem says, stop, don't do it. It was just a test. You passed. You get 100%. You're fine. You and Yitzchak go on. You can go carry. You did it. What would you do?
Pick up and go
home. Wow. Baruch Hashem! What does Avram do? What are you talking about?
Avram was like this is what Hashem wants, so I bought all of this.
That's what I'm saying. So what does Avram do? He doesn't say, okay, Baruch Hashem, now I know it's in Yisrael. All the stirrers and kashas I had have now been answered. I got it, Hashem, I'm cool. Oh, so it's not just energy, it's rotzen. He takes that rotzen and he says, I'm not interested. I'm going to... Turns around, he sees the aisle and he tells it, he puts everything he was going to do, it's like he puts it into the aisle. Means the rotzen Hashem is not being mevatel. You told me to do this, Hashem, I'm going to do it. What you're telling me not to do is don't shecht Yitzchak. Beseder. Aval my total bittel, my total nullification of my return is to you, I'm going to activate that anyway. I'm not just leaving it in the realm of possibility. I'm actually going to do it, and he does it on the aisle. There Hashem says, oh, Kiyana Shasi says it was there. Also, by the way, you didn't hold your son back from me. That's like a minor side issue. And now all the brochas come. Until then, the brochas didn't come. Okay, that's just the... Mashmais brocha he.
I read that every day, and I never thought of that.
Neither I did also. One of my rabbis pointed this out to me a while ago, and then it came. I asked him the question, what's tachas benoi? He found me 20 years later to tell me that it's a svona. He found a svona. And he didn't understand what the svona was. And then he remembered the question that I'd asked him, and he thinks the question is what the svona is coming to answer. And then this is a Meshach Chochmah that asks this kash of the. Ashras he said, Dova zev lochtas bincha. That's a malach. We are descendants of Avram Avinu. You must know, you're not like everybody else running around Olam Hazeh. You're completely elevated and separated from all other nations. You now acquired the name Yisrael. It will only manifest later when Yaakov fights the son of Esav. Yichudchem hu b'kach k'ashe atem oilim. Atem oilim ad l'rakir. Because atem yoidim chas v'chili, atem yoidim ad l'toil. Klal Yisrael can no longer be mediocre. When you're up, you're up. When you're down, you're down. There's no one worse than a Yid who's down, and there's no one better than a Yid when he's up. Bring me the Russian mafia, bring me the Portuguese mafia, whatever, I'll give you the Israeli mafia. They can't cope with them. When the Israelis go bad, they go bad. And when a Yid's good, show me anything they have to offer. Show me what the Goyim have to offer on the good side. Compete with what we have. Dalecha shezarocha acharecha im yuhoilim, im yukachovim. When they're up, they'll be like stars. V'yala adu lakia. Ain gvul aliyosim. There's no limit to the level that a Jew can attain. Shekeinim ainu mugbolim al yedei choyim Bnei Ha'olam Haba Hema. We're not limited by spirit, by physical limitations. We're Bnei Ha'olam Haba. V'im chas v'chalili hem yodu, hem yodu l'tohim. But if they go the other way, v'yikachol asher al svat hayam, chol anotu l'marmes kol odom. Sad, it means everyone tramples on you. There's nothing lower than a yid when he's low. The animals tramp on you, everyone tramples on you. Hem yiv matzav shefa v'yud yoysim yolmois. Kem einum shaykhim l'olam hazeh. When you go bad, there's no limitations on the bad side either. Therefore, they're going to get terrible yusurim. The yusurim are there to detach us from the choymer. What happens is we come into this world, we go into our countries, and we start getting attached to the world and to the world there or there. And then the yusurim come to menatek us from that chibur to the choymer. If you don't know how to menatek yourself from Olam Hazeh yourself, by the way, you have to live in Olam Hazeh. This is not a prescription for precious. We're not talking about becoming monastic Jews. You're going to have to live in this world and do this world and go to work and have children and raise a family and deal with the ganenets and buy diapers and you're going to have to do it all. And still be a ben Olam Haba and have no shaykhus to this world at all. To go off and be a monastic yid and live in the mountains and have no shaykhs to the physical world and say that I'm an Ben Olam Haba, any fool can do that. Even the goyim can do that. They do it. They don't have any choice. If they want to be stick, they have to mamash go live in monasteries. But a yid's not allowed to do that. A yid needs a minion. He needs a minion. A yid needs, he needs a family. We need community. We need a lot of things. Well, I'm going to live on a mountain on your own somewhere and say, I'm a Ben Olam Haba. I have no shaykhs to this world. I live on an island and eat berries and, you know, have a nice sort of noble, savage kind of life and say, I'm spiritual. And you see, you're not drawn to that life. Well, why all the menus in Thailand and in Nepal and all in India and all these places in the ashrams and whatever, they're full of Israelis. Because Israelis are drawn to the ruchniyistic life. They know they're Ben Olam Haba. But it doesn't work for them. They all come crawling back to yeshiva. You have to know how to be in this world and be completely connected to this world and live a normal life and be a Ben Olam Haba. That's what Yaakov Avinu taught us. Who was more immersed in this world than Yaakov Avinu? Being a shepherd, that's a very chomadik low work. So if we don't know how to attack ourselves from this world, either the goyim will come or other types of yisurim will come and will disconnect us from all the connection to the chomer. And that's why the cure for anti-Semitism isn't to be like them more, or to be nicer to them more, or to feel guilty and victimized. The cure for anti-Semitism is tshuva. Why is there such a terrible rise of anti-Semitism in the world? You need to do studies. You need anthropological studies to work that out. Assimilation rate, anti-Semitism. They have something to do with each other? That's all it is. And not dafka the marrying a goy anti-assimilation. Goyish lifestyles. Goyish aspirations. What do we want from our kids? We want our kids to be good little goyim? What aspirations? How proud are we going to be when Israel sends a rocket to the moon? As proud as we were when America sent a rocket to the moon? We're going to be proud? There's going to be a lot of people who are very proud that Israel put a man on the moon. Being mechuba to Esav. That's the Sar of Esav. Kapshuto. I gave a shiur once about that, no? No one remembers. I don't remember what I spoke about. No one else remembers. Probably just
developed? So is that something? Something to be proud of? I don't know.
What's your question?
It's something that's pretty amazing in comparison to other countries from what it was before.
What, Israel?
Yeah.
It's an open miracle.
I'm looking
at the Kiddush Hashem aspect. I'm not looking at the Gaiva aspect. The Pasuk says you'll come back to your land and you'll grow fat and you'll get all, you know, you'll get very comfortable. And you'll say, I done it. Look. Okay. So that's Gaiva. That's Gaiva. Those say it's Gaiva. You look at this country and you see the miracle that this country is. It's a Gilu Hashem completely. You look at the Six-Day War. You can look at the Six-Day War as being a unbelievable military campaign. I'm told, I don't know, maybe you could tell me. I'm told that they don't teach the Six-Day War as an example of strategies of wars at West Point. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they say. Why not?
Urban myths or legends that I cannot...
Whatever! It's true or not, but it could make sense because there's nothing to learn from it militarily. Because there was nothing militarily that won that war. It wasn't... That war, if you look at it militarily, is not shy. I mean, even me, who's an Amaretz in military... I mean, I was in the army for 2 years. I'm a trained killer, but I'm just saying, be careful. Okay? The only one who knows that I'm lying is somebody who was there and don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, the vote is that if you look at the Six-Day War and you understand what happened or whatever, you understand that it had nothing to do with we had better weapons, we had better tools, we were better trained, we were better, because you were none of those things. The Six-Day War. So now you can rewrite the textbooks, which they did, by the way. That shows that it was better strategy, it was better planning, we had better weapons, we had this, we had... You can't say you had more soldiers because no one would believe that lie. We were about, I don't know, maybe 500,000 soldiers and they were 100 million, but we outnumbered them. I mean, it's ridiculous. So what do you do? So do you put a bumper sticker on the back of your car saying Am Yisrael betach b'Hashem? Or do you put a bumper sticker on the back of your car saying Am Yisrael betach b'Tzahal? That's your choice. And there were two kinds of bumper stickers going around Israel at the time. Rav Taube Shel Shtaken Gezuntz and Omer Refu Shleima was in Eretz Yisrael at the time, and he told me. On the one hand there was Mashiach, and on the other hand there was another 50, 60 years of Golos. However long we've still been in Golos. He said he saw the bumper sticker saying Am Yisrael betach b'Tzahal, and he knew. He blew it. Because that was, the Six-Day War wasn't maybe, ulai, perhaps, maybe you can. There was nothing to talk about. It was game over. It was an open miracle. Ask anybody that was there, they'll tell you. I wasn't there. I was an 8-year-old little spoiled brat growing up in South Africa. It was not a problem in the world, and I was extremely proud of Israel's beating the Arabs and whatever, and even the Goyim came and they brought us presents. It was a Moedika Kiddush Hashem, so to speak. But yeah, the people that turned around and said, Am Yisrael betach b'Tzahal, you blew it. You're giving into the koiches of Esav. Why are they doing it? I don't want to point fingers. I'm what happened? Without any analysis or judgment.
Endless problems have also come about because of that sixth of those.
Had they listened to Rav Shach, then we wouldn't have half the problems. Of course. Rav Shach was prophetic. In Achinami. Whatever. The bottom line is that to answer your question is also the Megillah Esther. You can read Megillah Esther without Hashem's name in, because Hashem's name doesn't appear anywhere in Megillah Esther. No Hashem's name in Megillah Esther. So you can read Megillah Esther with no Hashem. It's an interesting string of political, social, economic, you know, coincidences that happen and whatever. And Koich Veitzim Yoni, Mordechai, whatever, we went up there and we beat those Amalekim, you know. Power and the sword and whatever. Or you can read it the way the Goyim says to read it. Every time it says HaMelech, it's talking about Hashem as well. It's HaChashverosh and Hashem. HaMelech HaChashverosh is just a HaChashverosh. But when it says HaMelech, It's Hashem. Now read the Megillah. Someone's going on here on the numbers? Huh? Oh, no, just saw it really jumped up and I thought something was... I sit with my back there so I don't get to it. That's the vote. You're going to be shown things and you're going to ask yourself, is this Kodesh Beit HaMikdash or is this Hashem? That's the choice we have to make. First, we look at the Pele Technologia and all this genius and whatever and say, well, look at the Chochmah of Abayla. Look at the Chochmah Hashem put into this world. Amazing Chochmah in this world. Or you could say, as somebody said to me the other day, we're so much more advanced than our ancestors. Look what we have. Look at the, we have the computers and all this technology, whatever, and our ancestors were primitive, whatever. I said, can you explain this Rashi to me? What are you talking about? We're more advanced than those people. So, those are the choices we have. Again, everything in the world is paruch. What we do with it determines. If they go to the moon and you look at the Chochmah Boire and you see the whatever, Gesundheit. All you see is Koich Veitzim Yodi. We like all the other nations. It could be what Rav Dessler was talking about, the whole thing about the whole mice are going to the moon. He spoke about them going to the moon before they went to the moon. Rav Dessler was Nifta before they went to the moon. But he spoke about them going to the moon. The Chofetz Chaim spoke about them going to the moon. It wasn't hard for them to see that. Eventually they'll get to the moon. Well, what Chaim said, he said, they'll walk on the moon still. You could look at it and say, well, look at the Chochmah and whatever. Or you could look at it and say, the whole thing was Kulu Gaiva. The money that was spent could have done much better work feeding and healing. And they could have built 100 hospitals. How many hospitals can you build with this moon landing? And what did you get from it? A bunch of rocks that you're terrified of, so you have to spend another few $100 million to put them in a building. It's because no one can go there, because no one's too scared of them, because it could be radiation, it could be this, that you build a special building. They could have built 10 hospitals. They could, you know what they could have done with their money? And what did you achieve? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Kulu gaiva, mi'at chalasof.
Country
to land on. No, I'm talking about America in the original. There was this race between Russia and America, who gets there first? Kulu gaiva. There was no taiva there whatsoever. There was no benefit to the human race. There was nothing there. Now they're out at Mars, and they're out of there, and out of Hubble telescope gives us anything. Yo, I use the Hubble telescope a lot. I think it's fantastic. It mamash helps me to see Hashem. Mamash. Mechazek's my emunah in the boy. That's what it's there for. It's there because we're going to learn anything. We're going to see anything. We're going to, you know, we learned about a proton star from the Hubble telescope. Do you know what a proton star is? It's like a Valdik. You see the kochos of Hashem. You see the precision that this world functions at. If that's what you use it for, it's cool or good. But you use it because, ha! Look how clever I am. But it's like the gaiva kicks in. That's the Milchoma, Yaakov, and Esav. It was the Milchoma between Esav and Yaakov and the Sar of Esav. I've only to take pleasure in your achievements, but not pride. Walk around miserable. Oh, you achieved something, you get sipuk from something. Why do you have to feel sipuk from what you did? But not beget a gaiva, beget a pleasure. Thank you, Hashem, for helping me achieve this. I don't know, but you make Hashem your shutfus, it's even more geschmack. The problem is as the Chovei Salavava says right in the beginning, when you put your trust in something other than Hashem, Hashem leaves you to the thing you trust. So if you trust your Koich V'Eitzim Yadi, that's what you're stuck with. So when someone a little bit bigger comes along, you get beaten up. In a six-day war situation where Hashem says, you know what, you guys seem to be managing very well without me, I'm going to stand aside and just watch. You know what the consequences of that were? Take the miracle out of the six-day war, or any one of the other miracles of Klal Yisrael since they came out of Egypt. Take the miracle, take Hashem out the picture, what are you left with? And that's clear. The law says you have to have betochen in something. There's no shaykh that a person doesn't have betochen in something. What you have betochen in, that's what you're left with. Baruch ha-geve she'iftach ba-Hashem, v'hoya Hashem miftachoy. Aru ha-geve, she'yisom bitchoyne al odom. Aru, cursed. Who wants to be cursed? You want to be cursed? He places his trust in a human being, in another human being. Aru, he's cursed. It doesn't mean that Hashem gives you turns you into a fruit fly or a frog. It's not the curse. It's not the witch's curse. It's not Harry Potter. It means you are cursed. You're not blessed. You're stuck with what you've got. What you trust, that's what you're stuck with. So you trust your tanks and your aeroplanes or whatever. Hashem sends a bunch of kids with stones and knives. What are you going to do? Bomb them with aeroplanes? You can't do that. Guerrilla warfare can't be fought with normal. That at least I learned in South Africa about guerrilla war. There were a lot of guerrillas we were fighting. South Africa had a very advanced military, very advanced. They were partnering with Israel and all these things. They couldn't use it. You can't drive tanks into. They had. So that was one of the first countries that switched off all their nuclear plants and whatever and went completely transparent. It was a good thing, because to leave the nuclear weapons in the hands of the Schwarz is not a clever thing to do.
Another first country.
I think it was the whites before they gave. I think the whites before they handed over the country switched off all the nuclear, because I'm serious, I'm not joking. Look what they did to the power plants and the electricity. I mean, not because they're bad, just because they're inefficient. They could have, who knows what would have happened.
They turned off the electricity as well, first country.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. South Africa is the first country that's showing how you can survive without chashmal.
And water.
Water, chashmal, yeah. No, so I'm serious. I think that was a calculated move. It wasn't just asked, well, you know, we don't need it anymore because there's no more war anymore, whatever. They were never going to use the nuclear weapon on their own population. I don't know why they had it. I think they were developing it for Israel, Amaisa. Israel didn't want it here. So they were developing. I know a lot of Israeli scientists used to.
They say that Israel tested their weapons through South Africa.
I'm saying they were working very much. My father did all the air conditioning for the Atomic Energy Board in South Africa. And there were a lot of Israeli scientists. I used to go as a kid, my father used to take me and I went into the nuclear plants and whatever. And we used to have school tours. We used to have school tours to the big atomic reactor. They were crazy. They used to take us on school tours. But I used to go often with my father because he was doing all the air conditioning or whatever. And there were a lot of Israeli guys working there and South Africans. Yeah, there was a strong connection. So yeah, so that's the vote. You have an atom bomb. So what are you going to do? You're going to drop an atom bomb on kids with knives and stones. So it's all lelecha. Hashem says you trust your atom bombs. Trust your atom bombs. You've got them. You can have them. Use them. What are you going to do with it? You're going to fly F-16 into Ramallah? What are you talking about? You need Hashem. You need Hashem. Tochen in Hashem.
And
what?
And Yeshua.
Exactly the same. Exactly the same. Nothing's changed. And everything's changed. I mean, Tzadik be'emunosri yichye. You can't live without emuna today. It's not a hard dog. It's not a mailet. It's poshut pekuch nefesh. It's like breathing. You can't live without it. How do you survive today without it? Well, I trust Bibi. He's okay, fine. I trust Bibi, that's mine.
Just for what?
I saw the post, the bumper sticker here as well, Sharon, when Sharon came into power.
Yeah.
The bumper sticker was his Am Yisrael B'tach B'Sharon.
Yeah,
I got cold shivers, I got sick when I saw it. You know, so Connor, that is, and look what came from that. Yep. Leaving Gaza, the whole war, how many wives? B'tach B'Sharon. We haven't learned yet. Let's see what they throw at us in this election. It's a good time to go work in America in Kiruv, I think, mate.